So what about going green when you travel? The Union of Concerned Scientists ranked the best and worst ways of getting from point A to point B in terms of your carbon footprint. They consider distance and the number of people traveling. Jim Cleish is the study's main author. We asked him to give us the ranking from worst, that is biggest carbon footprint, to best for a hypothetical family of four traveling 1,000 miles. The worst?
Flying first class.
Our hypothetical family can't really afford to fly first class anyway. Still, why is first worst?
First class seats take up more room on a flight, so they're actually responsible for more of the jet fuel being burned. And the more jet fuel being burned, the more carbon dioxide you're putting into the atmosphere. The next worst is taking a diesel train, just a little bit better than driving a large 12-mpg SUV.
Now, remember, we're talking about a family with kids traveling 1,000 miles by train. How many hours is that?
Gosh, you know, off the top of my head, I really couldn't answer that question.
Well, we figured it out. That's 20 hours of quality family time, the kids kicking the seat in front of them, begging for yet another trip to the snack car, all while you're trying to sleep sitting up. Next.
Flying economy nonstop.
Much better.
People flying should try to fly direct. If you have to take a layover, take one that keeps you traveling in a relatively straight line.
And the next best, an 18 miles per gallon SUV, followed by
taking the family road trip and putting a number of people into a efficient passenger car can actually make some pretty good sense when it comes to carbon footprint.
All right, the moment we've all been waiting for, the number one most environmentally friendly way for a family of four to make a trip of 1,000 miles.
By bus.
A bus?
They're a great low-carbon option. On a per-passenger basis, they emit only 15%, that's 1.5 percent as much carbon as a typical solo-driven 23-mpg car.
Cleish reassures us bus travel has gotten better.
Have seatback video and satellite radio and coffee bars and a number of other amenities. So it's not exactly the old smelly bus that consumers may recall from, you know, decades past.
Okay, here's a slight problem. If you're planning on getting there by Christmas, 1,000 miles, well, you would have had to have started days ago. You can find a link to the Getting There Greener Guide at our website, npr.org.
Bus stop, wet day, she's there, I say.
Have you ever taken an endless family trip by bus, plane, train, or automobile? Maybe you tried a 20-hour train ride with your kids thinking it would be romantic and, well, the reality was something different. We're sharing holiday travel horror stories at our blog, Daydreaming. Tell us about a trip you took that made you wish you just stayed home. Come to our blog, npr.org/daydreaming.